We are in Simin Shin Dalad Mem. We're up to Sif Beis, the last Sif in Chela Gimel. We're talking about the person in the desert who doesn't know what day of the week it is. But he remembers now which day he left on. In other words, he knows he left his house 3 days ago, but he doesn't remember what day of the week that was. So he knows that today is the fourth or fifth day from when he left. He just doesn't remember what day of the week he left on. So on the eighth day and every eighth day after that, he knows for a fact that he did not leave on Shabbos, so he knows for a fact that that day is not Shabbos. He knows that the day he left was not Shabbos. He doesn't know what day of the week it was, but it wasn't Shabbos. So he's allowed to do malacha on that day. How about saying that a person doesn't leave on Erev Shabbos? That's not clear, because it could be that he had a group of people that was leaving and were matir for him to leave even on Erev Shabbos then. Now, in this case, if the person could do enough malacha to provide himself with food for the rest of the week, he should only do it on that one day that he knows is Vaday, not Shabbos. In which case, we will not allow him to do malacha on any of the other days, even for Pikuach Nefesh, because it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Now, with this, we conclude Shin Mem Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah at the end gives us a quick synopsis of several malachas that were not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The first is the malacha of menapetz, and he says that's combing out wool or linen, or the same going for the veins of an animal, the gidin, that you're going to use as thread to straighten them out. All of that is menapetz, combing it out, but combing out the actual flax plant to pull it into strings, that's the malacha of dosh, not the malacha of menapetz. The next one is the malacha of tovet, to spin. If you spin a four tfachim of anything that is spun, even if you do it by hand, you're chai because of tova. And the same halacha would apply for someone who makes felt. If you stick together a bunch of fibers to turn it into felt, that's also the malacha of tova. The malacha of osa beis bate shnei bate nirin, what would that include? Basket weaving, or people used to weave beds. So when you set up the strings in one direction, you're chayiv for osa shnei bate nirin. Mesach is when you stretch the threads. And when you throw the wool in the other direction, the halacha is that that's the malacha of oreg. The Mishnah Berurah brings Tosfos, who says, why is it that if you braid hair, you're not chayav for oreg? And he says, first of all, because it's not miskayim, it doesn't stay, it's unnatural. And the other one is that this is not the derech of ariga. And if you undo something that was woven, that is the malacha of protzeah.